14 to 11, 3DA's Ballarat today as we have a chat to our social media commentator about what else could we talk about. The Facebook flip and flop from Fed Uni, Dr. Avita March joins me on Ballarat today. Good morning, Avita.
Good morning, Brad.
Nice to have you back on the program.
Nice to be back on the program.
Can you imagine, could you have forecast what has happened over the last five or so days with Facebook? I mean, you follow this stuff closely. Did you get any inkling that it was coming?
Even as a social media researcher, I also woke up to a complete surprise with that news in my news feed.
There you go.
Not even I, no idea.
We have often spoken about, trolling and social media bullying on this segment with you. This is like bullying to the extreme from the actual social media platform.
Well, it's almost actually like ghosting, Brett. I mean, ghosting is just the complete disappearance. So it's the antithesis to cyber bullying, really.
Yeah. Do you think Facebook is too powerful?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
Good. Bang.
Is it too powerful? It has a very big presence in our lives. And I think for a platform that was originally supposed to be for university students to stay connected, it certainly has become quite a large platform and into more areas of our life, I think, than people ever predicted when they were created, and even 10 years ago, what Facebook would look like today. So do I think it's too powerful? Do I think it has a lot of power over our lives? Yes.
Yeah, okay. Interesting response. On a personal note, Doctor, are you a news consumer on Facebook?
I'm actually a traditional news consumer, and that is because I believe if I'm going to preach it, I do need to practice it. And so I do get my news, well, I mean, it's not totally traditional. It's via my Google Home in the morning, and I'll get my ABC, my SBS, so I'll line all of that up. But I guess, and the radio, of course.
So I guess it
is more of a tradition. Thank you. You're welcome. So it's more of a traditional form. I am wary of news on Facebook.
Do you think Facebook should be paying for Australian media news content?
Flat out.
Sorry.
I know. That's really putting me on the spot there.
Because Facebook would say, well, hang on, Mr. and Mrs. Media Companies, we're giving you all this exposure, all these clicks. How dare you ask for cash? That's what they're saying.
Look, I think at the end, though, I am not in that journalist position. I don't produce the news. And however, in saying that, I do support Australian journalism. I support Australian news. That doesn't necessarily mean that my support will go to what the government wants unless the government is reflecting Australian news and journalism. If speaking to journalists, the people whose this is their career that's impacted, if they support the change, then I support the change.
Yeah. I guess, to paint a picture for you as a uni lecturer, you write a lot of papers, Doctor. If you had papers that you'd written and they were knocked off and published somewhere without your consent, that would probably be a concern for you?
Absolutely. And I would be concerned primarily about how my research was disseminated to people without my voice. Rewriting my research, and that has happened to me before where I've seen a reproduction of some of my research online with a tagline that I've just gone, oh, that's not really correct. That's not what I meant. So there is the concern when it does get, it's almost like someone digests it and then regurgitates it in a different way. It's not what you meant. And that can be a bit concerning.
Yeah, yeah. The other byplay of all this, Dr. March, was, of course, Facebook pages that had nothing to do with the media being taken down, like the Bureau of Meteorology. I just had Mel from a local gym on the radio with me. Her page is still not up. There's quite a bit of public outrage, and rightfully so, about that.
I would agree with that, Brett. That is, look, the news aside, the thing is, there still are news sources that we can go to outside of Facebook. It might involve us being a bit more active and maybe reverting to things we did before, but it's still available. That news is still there and available. My concern primarily was the loss of those support services on Facebook. Personally, I question that decision. I don't know, whatever negotiations are going on with the news and politics, that's not my area. But my area is mental health online, and to remove those services is very questionable.
We've been making a lot of noise about it in the media, as you would expect, but away from the media, Evita, what are you seeing? How are you reading the room? Do people actually care?
Look, they did it first. There was particularly, I noticed, and I mean, it might surprise you, I roll in a lot of academic circles being in research.
Gee, shock, but, horror.
I know, right? there was a lot of concern at first, and I think it's just a concern because it's just the withdrawal of news. No source, no power should have that power to withdraw news from the people. The news should be freely available. But to be honest, since then, I think that after the immediate impact and outrage, people have just reverted back to finding it in other ways. Those who wanted the news, they will go directly to the news site. I think there was that immediate outrage and the transition from usually having it in your news feed, but people will just, we're very resourceful creatures, right? We'll find the information that we need.
I mean, maybe in a weird way, once this all washes out, it might do traditional media, especially the world of good, because people are seeking us out to find solid factual news.
And as we have discussed before, when I wrote that article on our news consumption last year, what we also would do well to remember at times is that news stories crafted on social media are crafted to be more dramatic and to hold your attention. There is more of a negative bias on those social media platforms. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm saying no news on social media, and I support that, but I've always been very vocal on being aware that those news stories on social media are designed to get your attention. And that idea of doom scrolling, just seeing bad news after bad news, maybe it'll be a bit of a relief for us to have a break from that.
Yeah, I love that term, doom scrolling. Insert evil music here, I think. I'm speaking to Dr. Evita March today from Federation University, a senior lecturer in psychology and our social media commentator. Of course, since the pages were pulled, Evita, now Mr. Zuckerberg and co have said, actually, we've got our way with the Oz government. We're going to put the pages back. I know I'm asking you to crystal ball gaze here, but do you think they'll be put back as they were?
Oh, it's a really tricky one. I mean, I know that already, like, some of the support sites have returned, some haven't. And honestly, Brett, I can't even use my crystal ball in this one because even this morning, I just posted something online about my research and I couldn't even link my researcher profile in. I was forbidden from doing that. I don't know how that's news, but it's just... so honestly, my crystal ball's broken. I have no idea what it will look like. I mean, even that surprised me from my Fed Uni site. I wasn't able to post that. So I don't know what it will look like on the other side, but I'm very interested to see where this goes.
Yeah, we'll keep following it for us, as I'm sure you will, Evita. Now, we were going to talk about the trolling bill today, if you like, or the online safety bill. There's a lot to talk about in that space. We might do that next time we get you on the radio. But Dr. March, always fascinating to get your social media insights. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Brett.